This is All of It, and each week we have WNYC culture editor Jennifer Venasco in here for a segment we call The Get Out, but this week we're flipping the script. We're calling it The Stay In, because we're social distancing. Just because we're social distancing doesn't mean we can't participate in culture. Jay, you are working from home yourself. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, there's sure a lot out there. I feel like as soon as venues started closing down, options for streaming really picked up.
So let's start with some performances that you can stream. The Metropolitan Opera.
Yeah, so this is really great. They have, they have their own HD channel that's usually reserved for subscribers. They also stream HD performances into movie theaters, kind of their splashiest ones, I think. And so everything they film for HD, they're offering one opera a night, and it's available, once they start streaming it, it's available for about 20 hours before the next one comes online. I really feel like if you thought, like, oh, maybe I'd like opera, but I don't know, the tickets seem expensive, I don't want to subscribe to some channel, like, this is your chance to, like, see some really amazing performances.
And it's at 7:30 every night, but we have to, I mean, there was in the news yesterday that the Met Opera's laid off all of its union employees after March 31st. Do we know if this is going to have an impact on the streaming?
It won't have an impact on the streaming. It certainly has an impact on the opera. They've canceled their whole season. And as you say, the company's orchestra, the chorus, the stagehands, they're not going to pay past March, but full-time union employees will keep health benefits, which, of course, is really important right now. Higher-paid employees are taking a pay cut, and soloists, I understand, have taken a pay cut. But I think, like all cultural institutions who are trying to work through this crisis, they're really going to have to make some hard choices.
We have something called On the Boards TV. What is On the Boards TV?
This is really cool. Okay, so this is experimental theater. You should think of this as, like, not off-Broadway, but, like, off-off-Broadway, maybe off-off-off-Broadway. It's very high-quality theatrical performances. Again, HD video, really excellent sound, multiple camera angles. And these are performances that they've filmed from across the world, including New York City, of course. It includes performance art, dance, theater. It's super cool. It's very avant-garde, very, very cool. There's one performance that I thought was particularly interesting. It's called Now I'm Fine. It's from comedian Ahamefule Oluo. His dad is Nigerian. And it was actually at the Public Theater for their Under the Radar Festival in 2016. I mean, this guy is like an insane hybrid. He's a writer, composer, comedian, trumpeter, pianist. He's like done everything. And this show, he's a comedian and he's kind of telling comic like memoir stories, but there's a full orchestra behind him and a vocalist and there's lots of other performers. It's a comic memoir, but it's also deeply emotional and kind of unsettling and very, very strange. He wrote it with his wife, Lindy West, and it's really, like, you can see it for free on this channel, so you might as well. And all of their really incredible performances available for free. If you Google it, the code will come up, and so you have to still, like, kind of, like, check, like, rent a performance, and then you put in the code, and then there it is, free.
And I think that's through April 12th so far. Okay, this one, I love this. Shakespeare, The Show Must Go Online. This is Shakespeare meets Skype?
Yeah, it's so great. So it's actually Zoom.
Zoom.
So I feel like I've been using Zoom a lot lately. I feel like most of us probably have. And just, you know, if you have a gallery view in Zoom, you can see everyone at the same time, kind of like the whole Brady Bunch grid. And so here, it's so great. Like, each of the actors introduce themselves. They're from all over the U.S. and the U.K., some from Europe. You see them at home in their living rooms. Some of them are professional actors. Some of them are amateurs, but they're all very, very good. And then the first performance, I don't know if it's actually the first performance, but the performance that I saw online is Two Gentlemen of Verona. But they're going to be doing every single Shakespeare play in the order that they were written. And this is the coolest thing. If you are an actor, a professional actor, an amateur actor, or just like you love doing Shakespeare at home, they think of this as like a reading club. You can participate. You can go to the website. You can fill out a form. You sign up, and you can be, they'll give you a character, a role, and you'll be one of the performers. And, you know, I thought it would be confusing to watch, but it's not. It's so clear. It's so entertaining and funny. It's just, if you love Shakespeare, like, this is actually a really great way to see it.
Well, so people can get a sense of what it sounds like. This is a clip from The Show Must Go Online from the Two Gentlemen of Verona. Here is a speech from Valentine about his love for Sylvia, and this is performed over Zoom.
To die is to be banished from myself, and Sylvia is myself. Banished from her is self from self, a deadly banishment. What light is light if Sylvia be not seen? What joy is joy if Sylvia be not by, unless it be to think that she is by and feed upon the shadow of perfection.
Dramatic. That is dramatic.
I was in that show in Chicago right after college, and a lot of people don't know it, but it has like a warm place in my heart.
Aw. So, hey, Jay, there's something called the viral monologues. What are viral monologues?
So this is very timely, as you can tell by the name. So there's a group called 24 Hour Plays, and their like shtick is that they take a group of writers and performers, and they write, rehearse, and perform like 24 plays basically in 24 hours. Usually that's on stage, but here, you know, instead they're streaming. And these are really, they're very short plays. Some of them are like 3 minutes, some of them are 15. I watched this really beautiful one that's performed by Hugh Dancy. It's by Christopher Oscar Pena. It's called We Were Dazzling Once. And it was just him talking to the camera. He never mentions what the dread thing is that's happening, but he's talking to someone he loves who he's not able to talk to anymore, and talks about their lives. And it's just so moving and beautiful. These were filmed just a few days ago, and they really feel like this is art about what we're experiencing right now. This is like fast turnaround art, like fast fashion. And it's really, it was both hard and also cathartic. These were cathartic to see.
My guest is Jennifer Vanasco. We're talking about the stay-in ways to experience culture in the age of social distancing. So maybe people are thinking, I would love to write a play. This is going to be my time. I'm going to write a play during this time. There is an online playwriting course that you want to give a shout out to.
This is a great time, right? I mean, if you have a lot of time at home and you're looking for something to do, take up playwriting. That would be excellent. So this is a playwriting course given by Young Jean Lee. She, as I know you know, is one of our most provocative American playwrights. She's the first Asian American woman to be produced on Broadway with her production Straight White Men. This is also on Zoom. It's Sunday, 1 to 4. And here's the thing. It's limited to 1,000 people. And I think when she first put it up, you know, she generally thought like, oh, there's going to be like 10 people who want to take this playwriting course. But there's a lot of interest. And so she suggests, if this is something you really, really, really want to do, and why wouldn't you, honestly, if you're at all interested in playwriting, then you should kind of hop on early and get put in a waiting room so that you are like all set. And it's not going to take late arrivals. Like if you sign on at 101, too late. You're not going to make it. It's 1 o'clock.
So you have to be on time. Okay, Jafe, I've got a minute left. What's the last? You've got so many. We're going to have you come back. What's the last one you want to slide in?
The last thing I'm going to say is comedian Marissa Goldman. She has, she does this comedy. It's called Quarantine, this quarantine party, where comedians are doing jokes in real time. They're doing it in a Google Doc. They're typing their jokes into a Google Doc. They each have time slots. If it's stand-up, you can watch it live on YouTube. And it kind of started as a way for comedians to entertain each other.
Yeah.
But now people have gotten really into it. So now it's a way for you to see stand-up comedy, like, unfolding in real time. How cool is that?
It is very cool. Jay Vanasco with the stay-in. Hey, Jay, thanks.
Thanks. Talk to you soon, Allison.
That's it for All of It this week. If you missed a segment or two, you can always check out our podcast and catch up, available on your podcast platform of choice. If you like what you hear, leave us a nice rating. This is All of It from WNYC. Be good, be safe, stay inside.